you have it, you hold enough, you zain them in Aleph. You know, some more just said now the two dots. The Bamaikim Mitlugi. What's the Machwek? You said a Machwek between who? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Right, so what's the machlekes? For the Kiva Savar Bosa Taiva Lasis Aklau. For the Kiva holds no, was never also teat regular meat. That's why there's no like Rabbi Shmuel. Even in the Midbar, they're always able to eat regular meat. Therefore, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't a Chiddush that you allowed to eat Bosa Taiva, but rather the Chiddush was that then you have to have a Shechita and not just a Nechira. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, that the Bosa Nechira lay story cloud of a Shemol holds was never a term that was mutter to eat meat without a shita. It was never mutter just to make a nechira. A nechira means like just to slice the neck without a shita, just to kill it. It was never mutter. So that's how that's the machlokes Hayadash needs took him. Samar says, Bishlam Rabbi Shemol is good according to Rabbi Shemol that he holds that it was never mutter. Bosa nechira. So the chiddush of the pasuk was that when they were in the midbar, it was also a bosa taiva. Regular meat. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, then they had to eat regular meat. So according to Bishmol, it's good. So that's what the pasuk says: "V'shachatas ben haboker," that they made a shechita on the ben haboker. So Rashi says, "Alma, we see from here that nitzavu al shechita b'yomot shebemidbar, even in the midbar, so they had to have a ma'aser shechita." So it's good that it was never had to eat it in the chira, just on killing it. You always had to make a shechita, even in the midbar. El Rabbi Kiva, my v'shachat. According to Kiva, there was the post to say v'shachat. It's talking about in the midbar. I, according to Rabbi Kiva, they're allowed to eat bosa nechira. So when it's poshid, kodeshim shani. I tell you, here it's a posik in Vayikra. By kodeshim is different. Kodeshim, there is maski minir shchita. Rabbi Kiva only held that bosa taiva means the only regular chulin that you eat. That maybe does not need a shchita. Yeah. Hagmar says, Dishlem Rabbi Shmuel, so it's good according to Rabbi Shmuel. I know this, sit as the pasuk says, in by midbar, ha tzain u boker yishchat lehem. They should make a shchita on a tzain and boker. And of course, Mashmuel is talking about regular chulim. So you see, you have to have a shchita even in the midbar. El Rabbi Kiva, my ha tzain u boker yishchat lehem. According to Rabbi Kiva, what does the pasuk say? Yishchat make a shchita. According to him in the midbar, yinchar lehem miboiler, just should have said, make a nechira, I mean, just slice it, just kill it. King Rashi says, nechira usually means, Rashi says, v'anoicha means midas v'losh nechira, shekhera l'okoi, menechira v'yad ha-chaza. You slice it straight down the middle, from its nose, till its breast, till its chaza. That's the way you kill it. So what does the pasuk say? I'd say, no, boka yishchat, they should have said, yinchar. Smosa v'anachanani, Nechira shalhem zuri shchitasim enechanami. It doesn't really mean hilcha shchita. It just means whatever way they used to kill it. That's the pasuk means that say nabaki yishchat lehem means that's the way they used to kill it. So again, this time the Rabbi Shmuel Hainu that we learned a Mishnah Leah that says ha shoychet v'nisnabla biyadoi. If somebody makes a shchita and v'nisnabla becomes an avela, mashma joyin shchita becomes an avela, means you didn't do a good job. Or else the hanoicher, or else I mean, just slice like we just said. It just slice it down. You don't make a shit at all. Or else the hamaker, if somebody pulls out, rips out the simonim when the animal is still alive, that's the way you kill it. So kiss you. These three cases, you do not make a shit. The locher is potem alechaseis. Even though you do this to a chaya, that usually to make a shit on a chaya, there's a mitzvah kisi hadam. Here, there's no mitzvah kisi hadam. Since it wasn't called a shit, therefore you potem alechaseis. The Rashi says, the pasuk says, "Asher yoichol v'shofach v'chisa," means v'loyel lachil kos medaber. Only such an animal that now you're allowed to eat it. That's when there's a mitzvah kisli. And over here, since you can't eat the meat, therefore there's no mitzvah kisli. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that you have to have a shchita in the midbar. It's good why there was no mitzvah kisa on these type of meat, since there was no heter shchita. Elul Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, amai potem alachasos. According to Rabbi Kiva, why you potem alachasos? Rashi says, "Akis Adam be midbar nitzavu." Let's see. In the midbar, they also had the mitzvah kis Adam, and at that time, the chirasan or the shchitasan. In the midbar, if they just slice it down, that's also called the shchit that you mechayv kis Adam. And so, the question is, "V'anoichem b'zman hazeh." They make a nechira b'zman hazeh. Nami niboy kisay. Of course, you have to make a kisay, as even though it's not fit to eat. But why is it different than in the midbar? There's the nechira. Gave a mitzvah kisu adam. The chulub is man is even though you can't eat it without a shita, then maybe the mitzvah of kisa should still remain. The Gemara says no. The svar is hoyol the yisusar that now is after they came into Eretz Yisrael, it became also to eat the meat without a shita. So nechunami now tata there's no mitzvah of kisa dam either. Like Rashi said before, kisa dam is only if there's a head to eat the meat, and now there's no head to eat the meat. Therefore, it's part of from kisa dam. Nebaita Pishta, Rakiva's Guru, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Yom that he says, Bosa Taiva Lisa Saklau, he learned that in the Midbar, it was never also to eat Bosa Taiva, you're always allowed to eat any meat you want. It was only a Chiddush Yel, you don't need a Shchita, but you're allowed to eat any meat you want. If so, Heinrich, this, so that's why the Pasuk says in the Devarim, Ach Kasha Yochel Esetzi Vesayel, the same way he could eat a deer and a ram, Kain Teich Lenu, the same way he could eat these things also. Rashi says, if you eat a ram or a deer when it's tamei, it's not kosher, you can eat it when it's tamei, it's kain techlenu la bok of its son, nisha tichron is loritz. When you come into it, so lost, you're allowed to eat the bok of its son, even though they're tamei. Shafo pi shani, matinim shchitim, no, now you have to have a shchita lechulun, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, just like kochim, so don't think to say, now when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to have a shchita. So maybe even chulun you could only eat when it's tahor. Kamash from the pasuk know that even now when you come into Eretz Yisrael and you have to make a shchita, still you'll not eat it the tumah. So it's good what the chiddush of the pasuk is. But Elul the Rabbi Yishmael, the current Rabbi Yishmael, that he holds no, you always have to have a shchita. If so, tzvi vayu gufo mi have ishari, but tzvi vayu you're not mutatit. That's the question. I mean, the midbar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, right? It wasn't mutatit at tzvi vayil. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the midbar they could only eat basa kachim, and he can't bring a korban from its tzvi in an ayil. If so, it wasn't mutatit in the midbar. So what's telling us you're allowed to eat it petuma just like before? Now also, Samara says yes. That even according to Rabbi Shmuel, kiyos the rachmona behema the chazi lakrova. In the midbar, that he says you were not allowed to eat basa taiva. He only means on a piece of meat, on an animal, that's fit to bring a korban. Then it was also tidit, but there was chumen, you had to bring it for korban. Avuchai, like a deer, a tzvi, that you cannot bring for korban anyway, lechazi lak rovo, leyasa rachmona, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree, it was muta tidit tzvi in the midbar. That's what the pasuk means. That even though in the midbar you do not have to make a shchita, now when you come into the soil you have to make a shchita, you should know still it's muta tidit betumah. The only thing that has luck like kachim, no, you're not eating it even though you're tummy. Telling more kind of shayla. What's going to be boy Rav Yirmiyah? Every Boston Nechira. It's according to Rav Akiva. That all that in the midbar, they had no mitzvah shchita. They're allowed to eat a piece of meat without a shchita. So let's say a Jew in the midbar just sliced his animal in half, and he has a piece of meat from that. And now the next day, Shechnisu Yisroli Moyim. That he came into Eretz Shechisam Yisroli Moyim Loretz. Now that Jew brought it with him into Eretz Yisrael. So now, according to Rabbi Kiva, he's allowed to eat it now in Eretz Yisrael or not. So, the question is Amos. Like, what's your question? When did he bring it in? In other words, the question is, according to Rabbi Kiva, you were mutatit Boston Nechira in the Midbar. When he came into Eretz Yisrael, it became Asa. But maybe only from now on, not from Eretz Yisrael, from before. So what's his Amos? Let's see, what's your question? Elen, if you want to tell me, B'sheva Shekirshu, the question, they have this piece of meat. Can you eat it during the first 7 years when they went to conquer the salt to make a kibush to fight? So the Murray asked the question, Pshitetz Mutter, Hashtu Dovet Tomei, Ishtarilu, those first 7 years, they're even allowed to eat a piece of chazir. They're allowed to eat then Tomei. If so, Tichsik, what the Pasuk says in the Devarim, Obatim Malayim Kotuf. They came in there, they're allowed to eat the houses full of all good. And the Yom Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar Rav, it means Kasle de Chazir. They're even allowed to eat a piece of meat of a Chazir. Rashi says, Kachle de Chazir should be Chazirim Yaveshim, old pigs, Shekurin Bekinush. The Batas Bata Malayim Kotub, safe for the crow of Yechatav Zavata. So the first 7 years, Chayasa came into Eretz Yisrael, there was that to eat even Chazir. And so Lechura, Bosa Nechirim Iboi, Skurosophic Pshita, that the Jews will not eat them, their meat without a shita. So what's your shayla? Anyway, the shayla, what's going to be if you have this piece of meat that you made the mechira in the midbar, and you preserved it for 7 years, and afterwards, during the second 7 years, when the chalukah, when they were dividing up Eretz Yisrael, there it wasn't mutter, adavei tomei. If so, then the question is, can you eat this piece of meat now or not? Yeah. That's one shallah. The boy said, Melton Moore says, no, Leila, really the question could be even Besheva Shekivshu. What about the first 7 years the Eden went into Eretz Yisrael? Could eat it then? And maybe it's like this. Ki yishtarilu shlaus lavichovim. When does the Pasuk say that the Jews will not eat anything? It means when they conquered the Goyim, they'll not eat anything from the Goyim, even their food. But only the food they conquer from the Goyim, the Pasuk gives them a heter. But it's who, lo yishtari, but could be the Yidden have their own meat, that there's no special heter. Or that they have no heter to eat the first 7 years. Or they have their own animals, avad would have to make a shchita. So that's our shiloh, if you have this piece of meat, that the Mechira was done in the Midbar, at that time it was Muta, and now you brought this piece of meat into Israel, what's the locha? Is it chal and isser on it now? Or maybe only the new behemoth now in Eretz Yisrael, you have to make a shchita. But a piece of meat you had before was muta. So Rashi speaks out the chur the shalvam agel aloch at all. That's an economy, stam drush or kibbushar. I think the rush wants to say it is magaya. The person makes an isa neder. What would be, I promise that I'll do this and this, if that piece of meat would be muta. So in kibbush and hilchas and dorm, you can find an enough kamina. But kibbush and marbaz by teiko here. If that meat, by the Nechira, in the Midbar, came into Eretz Yisrael, would it be yasser or not? Oma Rabba, some of the gifts from Arova, that Shonis HaKel Shechtem Lelem Shechtem, that you chew, you answer Pshan the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, but HaKel Shechtem, and it says Lelem Shechtem, that you answer, that HaKel Shechtem, what do we say, HaKel Shechtem means, that HaKel B'Shchita, even a knife, you want to say, goes on the animal, that even a chicken was in B'Shchita. And the Olim Sheikh the Nossi said now that the animal always needs a mitzvah shchita. If so, what does the Mishnah mean to say about Kol Sheikhtim? What does it mean to say with everything? My Mishanas, how do you answer that? What does the Mishnah mean by Kol Sheikhtim? Dichitonev, you tell me the Mishnah means. Bein Betsur, Bein Mishuga, Bein Mekur Meshakono means any type of a knife. Whether it's a regular knife, whether it's a sharp stone, or whether it's a piece of glass, or whether it's a reed. So the Mishnah says, no, what dum you the Hanuk Ketoni? It's very much the other things. If the first two is talking about the Sheikhtim, the people that make the Shechita, the last thing should also mean how to do with Hilchis Sheikhtim. Is Helmina Ashkel Sheikhtim? Or it means with the animal that receives the Shechita, not with what you make the Shechita with. It's Hakel Sheikhtim, it said even a knife needs a Shechita. And then Loilam Sheikhtim means all the meats need a shchita. It's talking about things that need a shchita. So the last thing, bakol shechtim, should also mean the animal itself that needs a shchita. So the question, v'hanach b'shechtim, v'hanami b'shechtim, v'hanach the question is like this. So far we answered the first two cases talking about the nishchotim, but the animal. And the last case, bakol shechtim, means the shechtim. So you can't say in different cases. You all have to mean the same case. It's Iyanech, the last one means B'Shechtin, so the first one also should mean B'Shechtin. For Iyanech B'Nishchot, if the Mishnah is talking about B'Nishchotin, the animal that received the Shechita, so the last case also should mean Hananari B'Nishchotin, that received the Shechita, and not half and half. So Elam Rav Rav like this. When the Mishnah says HaKel Shechtin means Choda Lasu Yekusi, it's talking about the Shechtin, the people that made the Shechita, that even a Kusi can make a Shechita. Because the Geri Yem is saying, V'Choda Lasu Yisrael Mumo, that even a Yisrael Mumo, as long as not a mumla chotar kula, he could also make a shchita. And what does the Mishnah mean to say, li'olam shechtim, it means, bein b'yoyim bein malayla. We had before, whether a day, by night, you can make a shchita. There's no talk about hilcha shechtim, when the shechtim can make a shchita. Bein b'rosh agag on the top of the roof, bein b'rosh asrina. And bakol shechtim means, bein b'tzur, bein b'tzukhes, bein b'krum mishokona. The kiss of these all halakhas about the shechtim, that any shechtim could do it, and Zoylam the Sheikh could do it, and with anything the Sheikh could do it. So we're not talking about the type of animals, we're talking about the Sheikhtim, how the Shechit is done. So that's the Chiddush. Bakel, and the Hakel the Sheikhtim, and Zoylam. Then it says the Mishnah, Chutz mi Magol Ktsira v'yamagira. You can't make a Shechit with this small knife. We'll see that they have the gums have dents in it. And the Udim Vamigero, you can't do it with a sword. With a sword, it's no good.
Yeah.
Samar says that Avu Shmula, Shmuel's father, Pogam, he made a pogam, like he made a notch in the knife, Vishodar, and he sent it to Eretz Yisrael to see what they'll tell him if the knife is kosher or not. He did it a second time, Pogam Vishodar, but kept on showing them cases of pogam to ask him if this knife is kosher or this knife is possible. Shochulev, he sent back from Eretz Yisrael, this is Simon Shoja member, that Kemegira Shinanu, the learned in the Mishnah, like a sword, any time the knife is like a sword, it's possible. Rashi says it means shabgimais mechuvonis loimkon, that all the notches go deep down, and v'yesh begam shneich, some have two sides to it, and some have one side. We'll soon see in the Gemara. So any time the knife has notches and looks like a sewer, that's like a psul. Then the knife is possible for shrita. It doesn't cut, but rather it just tears it. I think Moshe says, "Come on, but not like this. Sakin, if you have a knife, shi'esh boi pegimas harve. If you have a knife that has a lot of notches in it." So it depends. Tidon kimagira. First it has luck like a magira, like a sword that's possible. But the shame belabki machas only has one notch on the knife, then it depends how this notch is. Oigrois psula. If it's oigrois, then it's possible. We'll soon see what it means. Or mesachechas, if it drags it in, we'll soon ten ksheira, then it's kosher. So Mara says, Heichi domi yogeres, heichi domi mesachechas. What's the difference? What type of pogam is kosher? What type of pogam is possible? Because if it only has one notch on the top of the knife, so the shayla how this is. So what's the difference? Omer Abelazar was like this. Oigeres, that we say, Oigeres is psula mishtei ruches. Means it has notches on both sides of it. Like it goes inside, and both sides of it has the pogam. Both sides, there are two edges to it.
Yeah.
And then we say it rips the simonim. Mesachsechus means murachachas, means the notch is only on one side. It doesn't go on both sides, only on one side. Then we say the shkita is ksheira. So Rav says, why? Zara? So Rav says, question now. Maishno mishtei ruchas, why by shtei ruchas you say it's possible? The mur shakama, the first edge-like machlish, that cuts through a little bit. It goes through the skin a little bit, or Musha Basra Boza, and the second notch already like rips it, like tears the simonim. The first one just goes through the meat, and the second one already tears the simonim. And so Achas Nami, even if you only have one edge to the notch, the Chuv Achuv for the Sakina Machlish, the sharpness of the knife, that starts the shechita, that should cut the skin, and Musha when it gets to the edge of the notch. That should be boza. That should also like just rip this simonim, just tear this simonim, not called a shechita. So why is it kosher? Someone says, yes, we're talking about now the koyim areshet askina, that this one notch now, this dent there, is at the top of the knife. So therefore, the teretz is that even the notch reaches, it only starts to cut the skin. But by the time you get to simonim, in the bottom part of the knife is kosher. Someone says, safe, sawat. Ki ozlo machlish, when you take the knife, it still starts to cut the skin. Ki osa, when you go downwards one way, but ki osa, when you come backwards, like chureshchit, you go back and forth a few times. So true, the first time you don't cut the simonim. When you're coming backwards with the knife already, ki osa, when you come back, boza, then the chure, this notch, should be like ripping the simonim. Someone said, no, kagoyin shalif lehevi. We're talking about some long knife, but it's a very short neck. So you just do it one time. Sure, you only go forward, you don't come back with it. So therefore, if the notch is the beginning of the knife and there's only one edge to it, that edge at most only cuts the skin, but does not get to the simonim. Therefore, by the time you get to the simonim, it's ksheira. Then what says Amar Rava? Gimel midas pesakin. There are three different types of midas, halachas of a notch in the knife. Oigeres, that's again, oigeres means you have two edges to it. Don't make a shechita with it. And the yimshachat shechitas psula, like we just said, if it has two edges to the notch, then the second edge for sure tears or rips the simonim, therefore shechita is psula. Misuch seches, let's say it only has one edge to it, then lechatchila leyishchat bo lechatchila. Lechatchila don't shech with this knife, because still you may go back and forwards with it. The Yimshachat, we do it the Yefinet, we say, where the notch is only at the beginning, the tip of it, and you only go forwards, not backwards, then with the other Shkatosik Shekshavah. What's going to be if you have the indentions, the notches, all of the yurid, like it's not smooth, one goes up, one goes down, then Bisakin Shekhabar Achila, then you even let a Shekh Takatkhila with that. The Rashi says again, Shenifkumo Pagam Godol, there's a big Pagam there, Vokhla Kooksin, but you smoothed out the edges of it, the Mashkez with a sharpener. The Yisakin Nomachsham, it's only like lower. In other words, the knife has no really no edges there. Just the knife itself just goes up and down like a nice smooth U shape, but there's no points to it there. So then it's shayla, that'll be kosher. That's not called something that would rip it. That's only called the knife is going up and down. That if it's all smoothed out, that's still shayla.
Yeah.
Oh, Malay Rav Huna, Bray the Rav Nechemya, the Rav Ashi, or Mark Lanitol Sova Mishmeidro, name of Rev Rava. That Mufsachsachas Tzula. If you have this knife, that even though it only has one edge to it, the Pagam Tzula. Before we said Mufsachsachas Ksheva, before we said B'dievet is Kasha. So we're into Lakasha. Kan Shahilach Hevi, if you take the knife and go back and forwards with it, like we said before, then Avada, when you come back, that's going to tear the Simon, and that's Tzula. Kan, when do we say it's Ksheva B'dievet? Shahilach, we only go forwards, for Hevi, you don't bring the knife back. And with the pagam to the tip of the knife, still is ksheira b'dievet. Oh, malei Rav Acha b'rei the Rav Avia, the Rav Ashi, gam yile sasor mai. What's going to be if the knife looks like a sasor? What's going to be then? So Rashi says, gam sasor means arishta, means zokana shibolim. You have an old stalk. Shein acholak, it's not too smooth. Kach sakas, then you have this knife, shein pi acholak. The blade is not sharp. Ah, but pagam ain't bo, like a dull knife. It doesn't have any pagam, there's no notches in it, but it's very dull. What's the locha? My, or Malay, man yoyiv lo mi bisra v'yachlinam. Who would give me from the meat of that sheep and I would eat from it? In other words, it's kshayra. There's, yivad lechatkhil, you're supposed to have a sharp knife, but if the knife is dull and it'll take you half an hour to make the shchita, and you're going to keep on going back and forwards, and echnami, it's a kashra shchita, he would eat from the meat also. Oma Rav Chizda. Minayim lebedika sakin min atayr. How do you know such an Indian that you're supposed to check out the sakin before you make the shchita? It's called bedika sakin. See, it's midiraisa. Shneva, the pasuk says, v'shachadatem bazer v'yachaltem. Rashi v'shachadatem bazer means, it says v'shol ksiv, v'midikam bazer shamina sakin zer bodiklem. Like he told them, shech with this knife, mashma, this knife was checked out. Shchadatim bazev yachaltim is do it with this knife because I checked it out already. Someone says though, pshita, kivon dechi knockout treifa boy bedika. Avadi, you have to check out the knife before because if there be a pagam or make a treifa, so pshita, you have to check the knife before. If that means it was tam, how do you know you have to check out a sakin altogether? Remember that's pshita. Someone said meant to say is lechokham kaminan. How do we know that even though the sheikh checks it out himself, it's not enough? He's supposed to show it to a chokham, a tam chokham. So that's this pasuk. The ma'ayv, Omer Rav Yochanan Yochanan said, "But Yomer la'aris sakin lechokham, let us make koydish a chokham." It's not a real deraisa de kalocha. It's only with the rabbanim. If you have a chokham in the town, so it's as covered around, you should show him the knife. It's more so true. Avad it's only with the rabbanim this halacha. As covered chachomim, the sheikh should always show his knife to the sheikh to the chokham first. And this pasuk here from Shol is only a smach to biyama. It's only a smach to biyama. But the matter that didn't show to a chacham was only with the rabbanim. The ma'arav in Eretz Yisrael bodik lei b'shimsha. They used to check out the knife b'shimsha in the sun. Rashi says noisa noisa b'shemesh roim b'chudei. If you put the blade up to the sun and then you look down, that's the best way to tell if there are any notches there or not. So they used to check it out, look, looking up towards the sun, looking out the blade. B'nadoi bod kulu b'maya. They used to check it over in water. If you put, Rashi says, they would put the sharpness downwards, or malicha, they put it on top of the water. Now, if there be any pagam, any notches there, it would like pull the water, it would make like a bubble there or something. They could tell us through putting the knife through the water, they could tell if there was any pagams or not. He used to be bodhik with his tongue. used to put the knife, the blade, over his tongue, and he could tell if there was a notch there or not. Rav Acha bar Yaakov bodek lo b'chut hafara. He used to check it with a hair, he'd take out one hair, and go over it lightly, and see if it gets stuck there. If there be any notches there, the hair will get stuck in the notch. Yeah. The Surya Amri, and so they said, Bisra Ochlo, Bisra Lebotka. That since the sakin is supposed to cut meat, the best way is to check it over meat also. Meaning Rashi says, Bisra Ochlo, Hibo Lechatech Boso, Lefikach Ika B'dikasa Lebosa. You should check it over meat also. Means either with your tongue, or else with your hands. Take your hands over the blade slowly to see if there's any pagam. That's the best way to check it out. Yeah. Amar Papa says, Tzricha Bedika Abisra Vatufrayu. Once you check it out with your hands, not only with your finger, but over your nail also. Let your nail also go over it slightly to feel if there's any pagams there or not. And some of the Gursi of the Atlasa Ruchosa, that you have to check it out on all three sides. I mean the right side of the blade, the left side, and the top side. Three different Bedikas. Omal Ravina Ravashi, Omal Lord Rav Sama Bred, Rav Mishashia, Mishmech in your name, the Yamrit Le Yisrael Mishme, the Robo, Tricha Bedika Abisrava Tufrayu, Vatlosu Rechosti, so clearly, you have to check out the knife with your finger and with your nails, and there are three sides of the blade. Omal Le, he said back to him, Abisrava Tufrayu, that's not true, I said you have to check it out both on your finger and on your nails, but Vatlosu Rechosti Le Yamrit, that I didn't say. That you have to check it out on all three, like two sides of the blade and the top side. And he could hear me something like this. Abis, so we have two for that loss of Rechos Amr, it's like a true, I said it. But Mishmei, the Rav Liyam, the name of Rav, I didn't say it. Ravina Rav Acha, Bred, the Rav, Heve Yasri, Kaim, the Ravashi, they're both sitting in front of Ravashi. I see Sakam, the Kamei, they brought a knife in front of them. The Kaim, the Ravashi, Lebotka, to check out the knife to see if it's kosher or not. Omale le Rav Achi, he said to Rav Acha, Bered Ravo, Bitko, he told him to check it out. So, Botko a Tufra via Bisro. Hitaka used his Tufra's nails, then he checked it on his fingers. Via Tlosu Rechosa, on his the three sides of the blade, he checked it out, the top side also. Omale said back to him, Yasha, like you did the right thing, that's the good way to check it out. And the Chein Omer of Kana, the same thing. They check it out this way, Chein Omer of Kana. Rav Yehme, Rav Yehme says, Atufa via Bisra Tzricha. No, you only have to check the knife one time with your nails and once with your finger. But Atlasa Rechosla Tzricha, you don't have to do it on all three sides of it. Why? Mi la Yom Rav Zeira. Since didn't Rav Zeira say, Omar Shmuel, Li Bein Sak, let's say you make the knife red hot, Vishachat Bo, and you shecht with the Shchitasek Sheira. Why? Shechi Duda, Kajim Libuna, because the sharpness of the knife cuts it before the heat burns the simonim. Yeah. So the question is, Vakashlam, we asked the question over there, that's good, the blade itself. What about the sides of the blade? When you start to shech, the sides of the blade should then burn the simonim, make a nekev, it makes a hole in the simonim, should make a trefer. For Aminu, we answered before, Pesach Shchita, Mirvach Rovach, no, the Beshchit, it's so tight that when you slice to the drop, it pulls to the sides, that the sides of the knife don't touch the simonim. So Hokinam here also says the same thing. Based on Shchit, the Mirvach Ravach, it's like very stretched there. When you put the knife there, the only part that touched the simonim is only the chudai, the blade, the sharpness of the blade, not the sides. So there's no reason to check out the sides of the knife. That's what you hold. You don't have to check out the two sides of it, just the top. Plus, the other one, the Yom holds no. But even so, on the sides, Ramesh, near the top, you could also check it, maybe be a pram there. That would also maybe rip it. Yeah. Rashi says, Afilu Rochi Kaimalon, Pravacha, Ravkana, Ravashi, Rukula Miroi, Diyamri, Tzricha, Bitzma, Tufra, Piatlas, Ruchosa. Rashi says, even though Moritz is Prakasha, but still that's Salachot. You have to check it on all three sides with your nail and with your fingers. Rashi says, what's going to be the Yimshach, if somebody forgot, and they didn't make a B'diku Kedim Shchita? Then it's enough to shech, but after shchita, and still with kasha. Mayis, I think, this man is there, first with a noy, the shechtim, they don't show it to a chachim. Actually, the chacham, Michael, and then they do it themselves. And also, I think, Mayis, the minute they don't check out the knife three times, it's just enough to go over it once. They time it the way, they check it out, they say, mumcha, they check all three sides at one time. Omer Afuna da Rav Ktina. Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish. That Sholosh. Yes, Sholosh Pegimisayim. There are three types of Pegimis. Three things that become pogum becomes puzzle. Or Rashi says the Shirach, they don't have the same Shir for the Pegam. How much of a notch do you have to make the Paslet? Pegimis Etzim Pesach. So one thing by Etzim Pesach, Rashi says, Lav Olov, the Lav, the Etzim Asishma Boy, is a Lav not to break a bone from the Korban Pesach. Now how much do you have to break it to be over this Lav? And who had been Pegimis Oizim of the Chor? Now let him make a Mum on a Bechor. So if you make a small dent here in his eyes, in his ear, that's also makes the pagan. That's a avera of making a mum. And the word then pegimas mum the kodeshim to make a pagan in a. As she says, mikavus going chatis shlomim sheish ben pegimais shem neges of the chor. There's certain pagan there also. So these three halachis all have the same shia. I think it was the mashu. Yeah, the chor pegimas mum the kodeshim. Yeah. Rav Chizda Amar, Af Pegimus Sakin, the same thing by Sakin also, Shchito, you have to check the knife. For any small notch makes up so. Read the Quran, the first time I'm going to say this. Bechul Moi Kemar, we're not talking about Chulin, we're talking about Kachim. But the Rav asking me with the same halachas. Bechul and Pegimus and all these Pegams, how much is it to Pasul? Kedei Pegimus HaMizbeach, the same thing that Pasul the Mizbeach. For the more of a Kama Pegimus and how much you're actually missing by the Mizbeach, to Pasul the Mizbeach. That if you put your nail over it, your nail will get stuck there. Even though it's so small that just your nail will get stuck, you feel it with your nail, that's called the pegam, the tassel. Yeah. All right. Good.
Here, we'll stop here.